let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Truth You Didn't Know by Lakeisha Marie Mackey is the story about her life and the struggle she went through as a child, as a teenager, and as an adult. This book will make you cry and make you laugh. Lakeisha Marie Mackey was born in Brooklyn, New York, attended technical school for CNA, certified nursing assistants and medical assistants, graduated from both, but never really worked in any of those fields, always worked in fast food, loves to cook, loves to write, loves to make jokes and have fun, and loves to travel as well. She has two brothers. She's the eldest child, helped raise them both. Lakeisha Marie has three books out. She's wanted to become an author since a teenager, became an author officially in 2017 with her first book, the one we're talking about on This Week in America today, The Truth You Didn't Know. A mom with one son and a loving man in her family, Lakeisha Marie Mackey, author of The Truth You Didn't Know, is our guest on This Week in America. Lakeisha, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I love the book. It's the ups and downs of your life. We realize that, okay, we're not the only ones who struggle. Lakeisha Marie has struggled as well. What made you decide to write the book? Because in doing that, you expose who you are, some of the events in your life that you went through. We understand who we are better by understanding what you went through. What made you write this book, The Truth You Didn't Know?
Well, I always wanted to write a book, like you said, since I was a teenager. I just always felt like my readers, if I could do it, then they could do it. The struggles that I went through and I made it, they can make it also. So that's really the message for that book, is wanting people to read my book and see my life and see what I come through, and now look at me.
And life is going well, and you've published several more books, and we'll talk about those. And Lakeisha's website is LakeishaMarieMackey.com. You'll find all the books there. You'll also find them at MarekiMedia.press.com, the publisher, but Amazon, all of the usual places, and all of this on our website. Where did you get the title for this book, the first of three that you've written, The Truth You Didn't Know? What made you pick that title? How did you come up with that?
I had a lot of titles wrote down, and The Truth You Didn't Know, it pretty much explains the book for the readers. The Truth You Didn't Know is the truth that you didn't know about Lakeisha Marie Mackey. So it pretty much explains the book.
Well, it does. And then you follow that up. Talk about the second book in the series.
The other Truth You Didn't Know is pretty much a part two of The Truth You Didn't Know, because I didn't put everything in the first book. So everything else that I wanted to put in the first book, I put it in the second book.
I love you. So called the first. Well, yeah, it's a continuation. The first book you describe is like lunch. Part two is like dinner. So are you working on dessert now, or is there going to be a part three that's going to wrap it up with a piece of apple pie and a cup of coffee?
How many books can you write about your life story? So if I do, it'll be like years from now.
And it sounds like life is going well with everything you've got going. I want to go back just for a second and talk about that. The dream to be a writer in 2017, this book is published, The Truth You Didn't Know. You overcame what some people might have said, you know, I'd like to be a writer, but I don't think I can do it. You believe that you could, and you did it. What was it like when you held a copy of The Truth You Didn't Know with your cover, your story inside? What was that like when you held that book for the first time?
I cried when my publisher showed me the cover of it, of how it was going to look when it came out. I cried then. I cried when I held the book, because it was a long life dream coming true. Something that I always wanted to do, and I did it. No matter what anybody had to say about it, I did it. And I was so proud of myself.
Well, and you should be, and tears well earned, because the book was published and it's now inspiring other people to take lessons from your life and to implement in their lives, and helping so many people. The book receiving rave reviews, The Truth You Didn't Know by Lakeisha Marie Mackey. Her website, very simple, her name, LakeishaMarieMackey.com. Information there on all the books. The video version of the interview on YouTube, you'll see covers for all three of the books, and we'll talk about the third one here in a second. This was 2017. You wanted to be an author. When did this start where you thought, I really would like to be a writer, and then you actually started the writing process? How long, when did that all begin for you?
I want to say my writing started as a kid, when I was like 4 or 5, maybe. I remember writing letters and grouping them together, thinking like, okay, this is a sentence, this is a sentence, this is a sentence. And I would show my mom, and she would tell me, those are not words, those are just letters that you put together. So like, I would say it started then. And then as I got older and became a teenager, that's when I started keeping a journal. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna write me a book. I'm gonna write a life story about myself, because people need to hear my story. And I always felt like that. I didn't just wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I'm gonna write a book today. No, I always wanted to write a book.
And it's interesting.
Not knowing as a kid, as 4 and 5, that's, you know, what I would be doing. I just thought I was writing letters together and they...
But you understood the concept of writing and grouping them together. Might not have made a lot of sense, right, but you understood the concept and worked on, filling in with actual words and sentences later. I love that. This is the beginning of Lakeisha Marie Mackey, the book, The Truth You Didn't Know, is book one. The other two books, The Other Truth You Didn't Know and On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism, both those available wherever books are sold. And you can go to our website, LakeishaMarieMackey.com. What other project are you working on now? We talked about Dessert may Wait for a While, the third part of the life story. What are you working on now?
I'm actually working on my fourth book titled Letters I Wrote. And on the back of the book, it would say, in this book, you may call them speeches, you may call them poems, you may call them stories, but I call them letters I wrote. So it's an inspirational book. It's I wanted to show people that I could write other things besides my life story. I wanted to show my creativity. So this book is totally different from the other three.
When will that be out? When will that be out, do you think?
Maybe by the end of the year, beginning of 2023.
Perfect. We'll be watching for that. And you can watch for that at Lakeisha's website, LakeishaMarieMackey.com. This book, The Truth You Didn't Know, available wherever books are sold. Amazon, for example, MerakiMedia.press.com. Meraki is M-E-R-A-K-I, media.press.com. That's all that information on our website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. When you wrote the Truth You Didn't Know, what were your goals in writing the book? What did you hope the takeaway was going to be from the readers? You mentioned the fact that if I can do it, you can do it as well. Was that the main goal in writing the book, was to inspire other people?
Yeah, pretty much. That was the main goal. And then now, I would love for those two books to either be in a movie or on TV, on Lifetime. That's my favorite channel. And I would love to have my story on TV. I would love that.
That would make a great Lifetime movie. We'll start a campaign for that. If they did that, if they did the Truth You Didn't Know and would basically be doing your story, who would you like to see play you? Have you picked out somebody that would be the perfect Lakeisha Marie Mackey?
Right. I don't know. It's so many good actors out there.
Well, yes, many to choose from.
It's so many.
Well, and I can see many in the part. And the Lifetime, that's the perfect channel that would be someplace to showcase the book and your life and to inspire other people. Mm-hmm. People, when you write these books, and I want to talk about the one, for example, On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism, What was the message behind that? What do you want people to take away? We talked about the ones in your life story that, hey, Lakeisha Marie Mackey did it. You can do it too. Here's how I did it. Ups and downs, but I was able to do it. When you wrote the book On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism, what do you hope the takeaway is from that book?
That book, I just wanted to share with people the things that I have been doing to help my son through his journey. He's 12 now, and he's talking now. He's starting to talk. But that book talks about him from birth until now, with eating, taking vitamins, doing the juices for him. It just talks about his road and the things I went through while I was pregnant with him. Just pretty much explains everything that I've been doing this whole time, me and my family, with getting him through autism.
And you've done that successfully, and it sounds like progression is exactly what you were hoping for, and that's why this book is so important, On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism. A different book, because it really addresses, again, your personal experiences, but it addresses a very important topic and how to get through. What got you through? What's getting you through this period? Was it this this perseverance, the motivation that we talked about earlier that's getting you through this? Because there were tough times, and you've got your son now going in the right direction.
Prayer, a whole lot of prayer. Like, when he was smaller, it was certain things that he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat a whole lot of things. He'll only eat different things. So I started making a juice for him. And the juice had fruits and vegetables in it. You cannot go through life without eating fruits and vegetables. You just can't. So I started doing him a juice. And I started out with a small cup, like a ranch dressing cup, that size I started him out with when he was young. And he would drink, and he's drinking that. And now it's up to a whole glass that he'll drink that I give him every morning. He only wants to eat pizza, burgers, you know, junk food. He don't want vegetables and fruits. He don't want none of that. So if you won't eat it, then maybe you'll drink it. So now he's drinking that, and he's doing well, and he's doing his speech classes. He goes to school. He's 12. He's big as me, and he is doing so great. So the book, it talks about the juices. It talks about the speech classes. It talks about all the steps that me and my family went through to helping him and to get him this far that he has come. And he has come so far.
It sounds like it. And you really addressed autism as like autism. I mean, you talk to it like, go away. You're not going to come in my family, and you're not going to win in my family. You really took it on as the enemy, didn't you?
I know. And that's another thing. Some people had a real big problem with the title of the book, saying bye to autism. I'm not saying bye to the person. I'm saying bye to this disability.
Yes.
And they took it like, oh my God, you cannot say that. And, you know, I feel like read the book first before you start judging it. Read the book, see what the book is about. Then you can start talking about it. Don't just look at the book like this. Oh, she's saying bye to autism. And just you don't even know what the book say. You haven't read the book. You just going by the title, what the title say. No, well, I'm not saying bye to my, I wouldn't dare say bye to my son.
No, and that's not what you're saying. On the Road Saying Goodbye to Autism, you're talking about autism itself is say goodbye to. It's not say goodbye to the person who's afflicted with autism. It's saying goodbye right. to autism. And you approached it head on and helping, again, families going through situations. It goes back to using your life as an example to help other people. Lakeisha Marie Mackey, our guest on the program, talking about her series of books, the one specifically, The Truth You Didn't Know. Tell me something else maybe that people would not know about you that's not in the books. I mentioned some of the things you like to do. Give me a little more background on Lakeisha Marie, what it is that you like that we might not know.
I think I'm funny.
I think that's true. A great personality.
I like to joke. I like to have fun. I love to cook. I love to cook. I done started making these juices at home, these fresh pressed juices that I make. I love doing that. That is so great. I'm just a big old ball of fun.
Well, I like that. That I mentioned you've got a great personality. How important is that in getting through the struggles in life? With your personality, you would think, boy, Lakeisha Marie, she's very happy-go-lucky, probably never had any problems in her life. Well, yeah, you did. And right. you addressed those and moved on. How important is it to be a fun seeker, to be someone that has humor and tries to retain humor in their life? Did humor get you through this?
Yes. You got to laugh. You got to have fun. Yes. Like when I first found out my son had autism, I beat myself up a lot. I really did. I beat myself up a whole lot. What did I do wrong? What did I not do? I sung to him. I listened to classic music. I made sure I ate great. I did everything I was supposed to do by the book. What did I do? What's the one thing that I did wrong to have this happen? But it was nothing I did wrong. Nothing. So once I got past that stage, yeah, you got to laugh about it. You got to joke. You just can't be, oh, my son, he got this.
No, yes.
He's not talking. You know, you can't live like that. You gonna go through that. That's normal. You're going to go through that, but you got to wake up. You got to figure out, okay, he got this. Now, what can we do to fix it? What can we do to make it better?
That's why the books are so important, and it's not someone who's writing about something she doesn't know about. It's something she has had firsthand. Again, you'll laugh and you'll cry as you read through Lakeisha's story. How did family and friends feel about you writing the book, your life story? Actually, two, I would throw three in there because you were writing about your son in the autism book. What was their reaction when you first said, I'm writing this book, and the book is called The Truth You Didn't Know, and it's my story? What were their thoughts?
I really didn't tell too many people. I told my mom and I told a couple of cousins, and that was it. A lot of family members, they didn't agree with me writing a book. And I knew that was going to happen. And that's why it took me so long to write a book, because I knew some of the family members and friends wasn't going to agree with me writing it. But my thing is, how long was I supposed to wait to doing something that I always wanted to do?
Yes.
And I can't really say what I said in the second book, but I was going to write my books on my deathbed and let my family take the royalties. But that's going the chicken way out. That's chicken. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to write these books, and I'm not going to care what anybody say about it. It was something that I wanted to do personally for myself. And I did.
And by doing that, you're helping so many people. Excellent reviews, reaction to the series of books, The Truth You Didn't Know by Lakeisha Marie Mackey, the first of the three. You're active on social media. Where are you? Where can people follow you on social media?
I'm on Instagram, publish_author17. I'm on Facebook. I have two Facebook business pages, actually. One of them is The Truth You Didn't Know, and the other one is Keisha's Kitchen, where you will see meals that I have cooked on there, my juices that I make at home. That's what that page is about. And then the Truth You Didn't Know page is about what I have going on, different projects, different book signings I did, different book fairs that I was in. It's kind of like a news page or whatever.
What's it like when you have a public appearance where you're out and you're selling the books and people were coming up and commenting on it and they're buying a copy of the book, you're doing an autograph of your book? What's that experience like when you're actually out meeting the public and not just some invisible person that buys it somewhere and reads it and you're not sure that you touch their lives, but people that are right in front of you that will be impacted by your books?
Well, I had one book signing, and it was at like a sports bar. I didn't have it like at a bookstore like some authors do. I had mine at a sports bar, and you could get you a drink, you could buy a book. It would come up. They would ask me questions about my book, same questions you asking. What made you want to write a book? I'm so excited for you. And we'll talk, take pictures. I gave out free T-shirts. If you bought a book, you got a free T-shirt that said "The Truth You Didn't Know" on the front of it. And it was real nice. We had food there, ate chicken wings. Nice. It was real nice.
It sounds nice. And what a fun time this has been in talking with Lakeisha about her books. And Lakeisha Marie Mackey. Lakeisha, Lakisha Marie, Marie, Mackey, Mackie. The book is the specific, I'm going to give you all of them now. The Truth You Didn't Know, the book we're talking about. The follow-up book, which is The Other Truth You Didn't Know. And the last book we talked about, On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism. Another book probably coming out the end of the year, the first part of next year. You can check all of this on Lakeisha's website. Very simple. It's her name, LakeishaMarieMackey.com. MarakiMedia.press is a great place to find information on the book, and you can order it there as well. Amazon, the usual places. Lakeisha, the time has gone by too quickly. This has really been fun. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. You made us laugh during the course of the program, and humor is always good to get us through life. Lakeisha Marie Mackey is our guest. The books, once again, The Truth You Didn't Know, The Other Truth You Didn't Know, and On the Road to Saying Goodbye to Autism. All of this on our website, LakeishaMarieMackey.com. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.